two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy 2024! New year, new you, right? Let me guess. You're thinking about joining a new gym, starting a fad diet, buying that Theragun everyone's always yammering on about. I've got a better idea. Listen to my podcast. I'm Samantha Bee, writer, comedian, and host of Choice Words from Lemonada Media. This whole month of January, we're going to help you make better choices in 2024. We'll go beyond superficial hacks and get at the truth of how to lead a more meaningful life. Just search for Choice Words on your podcast player of choice and hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Now that is a good choice. Lemonada.
Want bonus content and behind-the-scenes access to Lemonada shows like Here Lies Me? Subscribe to Lemonada Premium in the Apple Podcasts app. It's super easy. Just scroll down until you see the Lemonada Podcast logo and click on Lemonada Premium and subscribe. Start your free trial today.
Here Lies Me is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Here Lies Me.
Why didn't you just own up to it?
Hunter got into a fight with O at recess.
I'm not owning up to it because it's not what fucking happened.
Over whether she spat or swallowed.
One way is right and the other is just wrong.
Everyone had an opinion, including Danny. Because, you know, Danny always has an opinion.
It's a lose-lose. Either you offend the person or you've got jizz going down your throat.
Oh, sounds like someone has experience.
No, you know what? I can't with this.
When Danny stormed off, Hunter tried to rope Seb into the debate.
If O went down on you, would you want her to spit or swallow?
And Seb said,
I wouldn't want her to do anything.
Which made Hunter start to suspect Seb's secret.
Am I asking the wrong question, Seb? Should I be asking if you spit or swallow?
Noah, being a good friend, jumped in to protect Seb.
He's not gay.
But to prove she knew what she was talking about, she blurted out,
we pumped. It was hot. Hot humping action.
And then all that hot humping talk made Noah realize,
there's a part of me that hopes he's not 100% gay. That maybe I still have a shot.
At least little God won't be bothering them anytime soon.
I'm not allowed to talk to Noah.
Right, those are Dr. Rockland's orders. But now little God isn't even at school. He's been out sitting Shiva ever since his mom died.
I heard they found her body in the woods. Ugh, I can't stop thinking about it.
And neither can the rest of Plainview. Just check out the comments section in the local paper.
Okay. Who read this article and thought, that's it? Where's the rest of the story? Woman raising her hand emoji.
For real, everyone knows she had a husband and three kids. Everyone knows she was Miss PTA. We found out 3 weeks ago she was strangled and left in the woods. But who did it? Eye roll emoji, eye roll emoji, eye roll emoji.
Exactly. Should I still be terrified to go out at night?
Should I let my teenager go out?
Should I go hiking? The spot where they found her is near the trail behind my house.
R.I.P. Julie Noodleman.
I can't keep living like this. Everywhere I go, I think maybe I see the killer. Is that him stocking the shelves at the grocery store? Is that him driving the garbage truck? Is that him painting my neighbor's house?
You know, it could be someone with a white-collar job, too. Just saying.
That's what I mean. It could be anyone.
Clearly, this reporter needs help. Please, people, if you are reading this and you have tips, email him or post them here.
I heard something. A friend told me that Julie was about to make assault allegations against Scotty Randolph.
Kid show guy? that Scotty Randolph?
I know, right? He's so charming. I really don't want to think it's true, but who knows? Those other women came forward, talking about Scotty harassing them at work, screaming and throwing chairs.
Ugh, I heard about that. Weren't they all interns?
Yeah, and I guess that's why the story hasn't gotten much traction. Actually, my friend says Julie saw those complaints and she got really worked up. Apparently, she wanted to tell her own story. She figured she'd nothing to lose since she'd given up her career to have kids.
Okay, you can't just dangle that and not say what he did.
Okay, so I have no way of knowing if this is true. But here's what I heard. Julie worked for Scotty when his show was getting started. She must have been in her 20s. They had a fling. Or, I don't know, maybe more than that. Anyway, the story is, he used to hit her while they were having sex.
Maybe he thought she was into that. Some people are into that. Hashtag no judgment.
Seriously? You're gonna pull a she was asking for it on a dead lady?
Okay, let's assume all of this is true. He hit her. Where is the proof that he killed her? And why would she sit on a story like this for, what, 2 decades plus? I bet something did happen between them way back when, and she saw these new allegations from the interns, and she thought, cha-ching! I knew Julie Noodleman, and she was after one thing. Bag of money emoji.
Hashtag anti-Semitic.
Not anti-Semitic, just plain fact. Look at who she married. She was a gold digger.
Hey, everyone. Plainview Press moderator here. Just a friendly reminder about our guidelines. We know everyone has a lot to say right now. But please, no personal attacks.
Okay, how weird is it that Julie Noodleman was a twin? I mean, what must it be like to have your twin sister die in such an awful way? And imagine seeing her face all over the news, which is basically also your face.
Must be very strange.
Everywhere we go, people have been dying to talk to my dad about the murder. Like Danny's mom. She wants clues. Information. It must drive her crazy that he has something she can't just buy. This lady's got everything. An indoor pool and outdoor pool, a tennis court, the hugest house of anyone in our grade. Even this entryway we're standing in, it's bigger than my living room. But nowhere in this house does she have secrets about Micah's mom.
You know, I learned that tidbit about Julie having a twin from your article. But I've got to say, I'm obsessed with the comments. Obsessed.
Well, people love to speculate.
Are any of the rumors true? No. Don't tell me. That would be unethical.
But, Mom, you can't ask him that.
No, don't worry. He lives for talking about his job.
Believe me, I get it. You want answers. I want answers, too. And I'm working on it. Which, hey, thanks for taking Noah tonight. You're a real lifesaver.
Of course, anytime. She's so quiet and easy. I forget she's even here.
Quiet and easy, unless you're her father.
Dad!
Ugh, Danny fights with all of her other friends.
Mom!
Anyway, I hate asking for favors, but I figured you'd get it. Single parent and all.
By choice.
Sorry?
By choice. Single by choice.
My mom wanted a baby really, really bad, but she was 40 and didn't have a partner. So she decided to be a hero and have me all by herself.
But now I've got nobody to answer to. The best kept secret. Single parents have it better. Am I right?
To be honest, extra hands would be nice sometimes.
Oh, I hire people for everything.
Okay.
Listen, there is no shame in it.
Yeah, I wish I could afford that. Okay, well, better get going. Girls, stay in tonight, okay?
We know, Dad. There might be a crazy killer on the loose. Aren't you going to be late for the cops? Go do your drive along already.
Right along.
Come on, I won't tell anyone. Scotty Randolph did it, didn't he?
Nice try. All right, have a good night, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're totally sneaking out tonight.
We are?
Yeah. I promised my friends we'd meet up with them.
Which friends?
The ones I told you about from that protest a few weeks ago.
The high school kids?
Don't worry, they're super chill.
But how would we even get out? Won't your mom catch us?
I've got a whole plan.
Great. Love your plans. Last time I did one, I screamed in front of a crowd and almost got suspended.
But there's no yelling this time. Sneaking out is about being quiet, which is what you do best.
Fine. What do?
We take selfies.
That's it? Selfies?
Yeah, basically. We take a bunch of selfies here, then when we're out, I post them at strategic times. My mom will think we're still home.
But won't she check on us?
Nah, she leaves me alone in my wing when I have sleepovers. She hates trekking all the way over here from her room. If anything, she'll go through my socials, and if she does, she'll see us having a blast all over the house.
Wow, Danny, that is some top-level scheming. You're kind of an evil genius.
I know. Let's start in my music room.
I've never played guitar!
Doesn't matter, just make like a rocking out face.
Hello? Hello? Test, what? Hello? Whoa.
Danny, oh my god, I didn't know you could sing.
Yeah.
Wait, get in the frame. No, more behind me.
Like this?
Yeah, stay right there. Okay. One more. Yeah, bite your lip again.
A little bit of...
Got it. Now the art room. Okay, hold the clay under your chin with your right hand and peace sign with your left.
No. I need both hands for the clay, Danny.
Okay, then kissy face. But more thirst trappy.
No, I can't do that.
Oh my god, no, yes you can. Now ninja gym. Game room. Home theater.
How did you guess both in the air at the same time on the trampoline?
I don't know. You are shockingly good at selfies for someone who doesn't have a phone.
Oh, not by choice.
No. It's cool that you're phoneless.
It's the opposite of cool.
You're basically a minimalist, and minimalism is super cool.
Wow, that's such a Danny thing to say.
I'll take that as a compliment. When I grow up, I want to be a minimalist. Okay, just need to grab a few things before we leave. Flashlights, keys.
Whoa. You still want to go?
Of course I still want to go. That's what all this was for. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Literally any of the things we were just pretending to do?
This will be so much more fun.
Aren't you scared?
Of what?
Duh, Danny.
There's no killer, Noah.
How can you say that? God's mom was murdered.
Obviously. But it wasn't some rando. Didn't you read your dad's article? Her car was parked just down the road from where they found her body. She was meeting up with someone she knew. Maybe it was Scotty Randolph, like people are saying, trying to keep her quiet about the assault stuff. Or he sent someone else to do it. Or maybe it had nothing to do with Scotty Randolph at all. Maybe she had a secret lover. Either way, someone wanted her dead. And it was someone she knew.
Right. But what if it wasn't? My dad says...
Don't worry. I have pepper spray. And a black belt in Taekwondo, which basically makes me a lethal weapon.
What if he has a knife? Or a gun?
Look, Noah. It's fine if you don't want to come. You can stay and jam on my guitar or whatever. But I'm going.
Hi,
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. After season one aired, I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. And of course, my 90-year-old mom, Judy. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me Season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Can't get enough of your favorite Lemonada Media podcasts? By subscribing to Lemonada Premium today, you'll gain access to fun and inspiring bonus content from all of our podcasts across the Lemonada Media Network. As a subscriber, you can listen to never-before-heard interview excerpts, behind-the-scenes segments, and continue to uncover new ways to make life suck less through all of our exclusive subscriber audio. Check out a free trial of Lemonada Premium today in the Apple Podcast app by clicking on our podcast logo and then the subscribe button.
Let's cut through these yards till we get to the corner, okay?
Okay. Hey, your mom must really love you a lot.
What do you mean? Of course she does.
Just, it's cool that she wanted you so bad, she decided to have you on her own.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure, though.
She worked so hard to have me, went to so many doctor's appointments, shot hormones into herself. It cost a ton. Basically, I'm a super expensive gift that my mom bought for herself. And I don't want to turn out to be a disappointing gift, you know?
What was that?
I don't know.
Ugh. It's just a dog.
I thought it was a coyote.
There aren't coyotes here.
There are. There seriously are. Quit acting like you know everything.
Car! Get down!
We are so gonna get caught.
No, we're not. Not if we're careful. This is all gonna be worth it once we get there. You'll see. High schoolers are way better than middle schoolers. Nobody cares about labels. At least these ones don't. And they're all pan.
Cool. Wait, that's the one where... Which one is that?
Where you love the person. Doesn't matter what their sexuality or gender is. Gay, straight, bi, male, female, trans, gender fluid.
That's so many choices.
No, it makes it so you don't have to make choices. But doesn't matter. You're asexual.
Wait, what?
Car!
I'm not asexual.
It's okay. You don't have to pretend with me. Or with them. They're so not judgy.
Listen, I know I act like I don't have those kinds of feelings, and for a long time I didn't. But now I do. Like, I really do. But it's hard for me to admit.
Okay, I think we're clear.
Please tell me you have a secret lover.
Oh, no. I mean, but I like someone. It's kind of driving me crazy, actually.
Oh my god, Noah! Just tell me who! Ugh, car!
Ugh, after this one, let's cut through that way.
The woods?
There are too many cars, Noah. And anyway, it's a shortcut.
Okay, I'd rather go the long way and live.
Would you rather go the long way and get caught, though?
Fine.
Quick, cross the street. Hey, there's a trail up that way. I know where I'm going. I used to walk around here a lot when I was a kid.
Okay.
You're in love with Seb, aren't you?
Is it that obvious?
You'd make a cute couple.
He has the best eyelashes.
That's so specific.
I mean, the rest of his face is good too.
Why don't you tell him you like him? Or kiss him or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Just do it. I bet he likes you too.
No, he definitely doesn't like me.
What do you mean? He's constantly touching you. All that shoving, leg wrestling, carrying you around on his back. People don't just do that.
It's not that simple, Danny.
Why not?
If I tell you something, promise to keep it secret.
Yeah?
Pinky promise.
Seriously, pinky promises are for children. I elbow promise.
What?
Here. Hook elbows with me.
Oh, okay.
So, what's the tea?
Okay. I think Seb...
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be gay.
Yeah. Everyone's gay. Sexuality is a continuum. Just go for it, Noah!
Oh my... I can't believe you're excited about this. You're so... anti-boy.
I'm just anti-asshole.
Oh my... God, you really think I should tell him?
Of course you should tell him! This is your problem, Noah. You never say what you're really thinking.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, here's the path. Told you I knew where I was going. Look, I just mean you've got to take control of your life. Like, I've been thinking about this murder, right? And if you think of it as this thing that happened for no reason, it's... terrifying. Makes you feel like, why bother living?
Not helping Danny.
No. Listen. Don't think of it as happening for no reason. Think of it as a sign. A sign telling you to take risks. Because it's true. You can die at any time. So you might as well do what makes you feel good. What makes you feel like a queen. I mean, what if you died tonight? You got strangled right here in the woods. What if that happened and you never told Seb how you felt?
Well, you said there was no killer in the woods.
It was a hypothetical to make you feel how urgent this is.
Then just say that. Say it's urgent. I mean, you're right, though. If I'm going to do this, I should do it soon. Like, before God comes back to school. I can't even tell you how amazing it's been to hang out with Seb like a normal person without God watching us all the time.
I have a secret lover. No. His name's Lyle.
Oh, wait. You're serious?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wait. So that's... whose house? That's where we're going right now?
Yeah. His trailer, actually.
You're dating someone who lives in a trailer?
So?
I just can't really picture it.
What's that supposed to mean? It's like the perfect hangout spot. It's so, like, I don't know, intimate. And he has Christmas lights that look like chili peppers.
Danny, sometimes you say things and you have no idea what you sound like.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Come on.
You're just... you're making it sound like being poor is fun.
Yeah, it kind of is. He lives with his big brother, so there's not really any rules. Last week, a bunch of us did whippets.
What is that?
Where you suck the air out of a whipped cream can. It gives you this mega head rush, like you're floating. I felt kind of nauseous after, but like it made everyone make like orgasm sounds.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah.
Danny? I think I see eyes.
Shh. What was that?
I don't know. I think a deer?
It was huge!
Uh-huh.
For a second, I thought you were right. That we'd end up strangled in a pile of leaves.
I can't do this.
Okay, just take a minute, breathe. There's a rock over there, we can sit.
No, I just can't.
What do you mean? We'll be there in 10 minutes.
I don't want to be there. I want to go back.
It's farther to go back than to go there.
Danny, have you really had one before? Like, an orgasm?
Of course. I mean, on my own lots of times, and once with Lyle.
What?
Yeah, we've actually gone kind of far.
No. I'm not going.
Why? Noah, why?
I'm just not.
Okay, well, I am.
Fine, see you in the morning then.
Seriously?
Yep.
What about the killer?
If I die, I die.
Great. Have fun at my house, I guess. Whatever.
You must think I'm crazy, right? Walking through the woods by myself in the middle of the night. Back to a house that isn't mine. When I could run into a killer. And yeah, that scares me. But you know what scares me more? The idea of being in a room full of strangers making orgasm sounds. While the only other person I know there is also making orgasm sounds. And maybe they'd want me to make orgasm sounds, which I have no clue how to do. And I honestly don't want to find out. I'll risk running into the killer, thank you very much. But at least I'll be doing what makes me feel like a queen.
People love to pretend that there are simple formulas for living your best life now. Eat this and you won't get sick. Manifest it and everything will work out. But there are some things you can choose and some things you can't. And it's okay that life isn't always getting better. I'm Kate Bowler, and on Everything Happens, I speak with kind, smart, funny people about life as it really is. Beautiful, terrible, and everything in between. Let's be human together. Everything Happens is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Dough, where Cash is queen and we hardly know her, but we're still here figuring her out together because, y'all, season two is here. Hosted every week by me, X-Maya. Remember me? I'm going to be talking to all types of people about their relationship to money. I'm talking to reality stars, entrepreneurs, financial experts, and even some of my own friends. Basically, anyone who will get real with me about their dollars, how they make money, how they spend it, and how they save it, because I'm trying to retire early, people. Season two of The Dough is out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What the fuck?
I hate running so much.
Oh my god, I can't run another lap. Coach makes us do them outside, even in the winter. I think that's like abuse or something.
Ugh, this is literally making me miss my cast.
Noah's right here, oh. Ooh, I bet she'll break your ankle again if you want.
Shut up, Danny. Oh my god, where?
What are you looking for?
Noah, is that true? Are you gonna throw a wet tuna sandwich at me? Do you have one sitting in your locker?
Yes, oh, my locker is full of wet tuna sandwiches.
Okay, good. Check your locker, I hope you find what you're looking for.
Come on.
So, have you talked to Mr. Eyelashes yet? Still with the silent treatment? Come on, Noah. It's been 2 days. Just say what you're thinking already. Get mad at me. Anything.
I'm gonna talk to him at recess, okay?
Wow. So soon. Get it, Noah.
Stop. You're stressing me out.
Oh! Hey, did you find the sandwich yet?
Who took my bra? And my underwear? Who took them?
I told you you should get a lock.
I've never had a lock before, and I never had my bra and underwear stolen. Not until someone moved to town and stole all my friends. I know it was you, O.
That's crazy. Why would I take your bra and underwear?
Oh my god, O. You gave it away when you told her to look for the non-existent sandwich.
Just give them back.
I would never touch your disgusting, sweat-stained underwear.
They're not How would you even know what they looked like if you didn't take them?
Just a guess, since your t-shirts have brown armpits.
Give them back.
Sorry, lunchtime. Hope you find them. Oh, and good luck with Mr. Eyelashes. If that's who I think it is. He turned me down, so can't imagine he'll go for you. But who knows?
What am I going to do? I told Seb I had something important to talk about.
Maybe put your gym bra and underwear back on?
They're soaking wet. I'll be all, Seb, I like you, and I'll look like I peed my pants.
And like you have milk dripping from your boobs. Okay, not ideal. Maybe just going braless is better.
Then my nipples will be all pointy.
Oh, I know. We can run your gym stuff under the hand dryer.
No.
I don't get why you're so stubborn.
I'm not stubborn.
This wouldn't have happened in the first place if you had just given in and gotten a lock.
You don't get it.
Yeah, I don't. Because you're doing that thing where you don't tell me what you're thinking.
Can you please just go?
Noah, listen to me. I'm trying to make it up to you. What happened the other night, I feel bad. I shouldn't have left you. Why don't I get our lunches and we can eat in here and talk about it?
I said I want you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Go on without me.
Whatever. I tried.
God. Oh my God.
Hello? Noah? Are you in there? Noah? I knew you were here.
Micah, you can't be here. I didn't even know you were back. What are you doing? How'd you even find me?
I know your schedule. I was waiting outside, and you didn't come out, so I figured you were still here.
If you touch me, I'll scream.
I'm not gonna touch you. Relax. I just want to talk. I really, really need to talk.
Could you talk to someone else? Like Miss Ramirez? She says she's always there to talk to people.
I need to talk to you.
This is a bad time, Micah.
God. Not Micah. I've been through hell. Can you please just call me God?
Yes, fine. God. Say what you have to say.
Are you okay? You look like you've been crying.
I'm fine. What is it?
My mom's gone.
I know. I know. It's awful. I'm so sorry.
People keep talking about her. They're making all these guesses about what happened. Like it's some sort of game.
That's wrong. They shouldn't be doing that.
It's only my first day back, and I thought the kids would be nice to me. For one day. Just one day. But they're already making fun of me. Making fun of the kid whose mom was murdered.
I don't know what to say, God. They're assholes.
Thanks, Noah. I knew you'd understand.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, are you cold? I can give you my sweatshirt.
No, why?
You just... Not that I'm looking, but it's kind of obvious.
Ew! Micah, stop looking at my chest! You're in the girls' locker room. I was getting changed, and I don't have to explain this to you. You're not supposed to be talking to me anyway. I'll go to Dr. Rockland if you don't leave.
Hey, no, I didn't mean it in a creepy way. Noah, I need us to be friends. I need you. You're the only one who gets it.
Gets what?
Well, you don't have a mom either.
I do.
Well, I've never seen her.
She's somewhere.
Oh. I just always figured she was dead.
She's alive. My mom's alive. It's not the same thing at all, Micah. Mine's coming back. Yours isn't.
Don't say that.
It's true.
Take it back. Take it back, Noah, or I'll smite you.
You'll smite me?
It's how God punishes people.
Fine. Smite me, then.
Don't worry. I will.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention, Noah. I can see that you're very upset.
Yeah.
Dr. Rockland, superintendent on line one.
Thanks, Nancy. Tell him I'll call him back in 10, just wrapping up here.
Will do.
Noah, Mm-hmm. Micah's going through an incredibly rough time. Unimaginable, really.
I know.
It sounds like he's looking for someone to connect with, and you're absolutely right. Your mother and his mother, it's not the same situation. But he's also right. You have a little something in common. That doesn't mean you need to be his best friend. But I am going to ask that you be gentle with him right now. Can you do that for me?
Okay, I'll try.
Good. Trying is great.
Mm-hmm. But can you also ask him to try not talking to me so much? And to try staying out of touching distance from me, like you did after the cheerleading thing. That whole plan never really worked.
Well, he won't be going in the girls' locker room again, I can promise you that. But you have to understand, circumstances are very different from when I laid down those rules. I don't want to be policing him too much, you know?
I guess.
Listen, Noah, I know this isn't what you want to hear. But learning how to stand up to Micah is good practice for you. Throughout your life, people are going to have feelings for you, and you won't always reciprocate those feelings. Think of this as a chance to figure out how to set boundaries, but gently.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I need to return that call, and you need to get to class. Here, I'll write you a late pass in case you need it.
What do you think about lucky pennies? When you see one, do you pick it up? What if picking it up meant you might get trampled by a mob of middle schoolers? When you've had a day like mine, the only thing that can save you is luck. So yes, of course you pick it up.
No way! That's perfect!
What?
A Jew? Picking up money? Watch out! That's what got God's mom killed! She was greedy! Whoa, holy nips! That stuff in the picture really is yours!
What stuff?
In the post! The bra and tidy brownies!
Tidy brownies?
'Cause they used to be white, but with all the sweat stains, they're brown!
Who posted it?
Ugh, who knows? Gotta go!
Noah, this sucks so much. We know O did this. She was talking about the sweat stains in the locker room. We know she posted it. We have to tell Dr. Rocklin. I'll back you up. Let's do it now.
Fuck Dr. Rocklin.
What? And fuck you too,
Danny.
Excuse you?
You act like you care so much about standing up for people, but you have no idea what it's like to not have money. You know why I don't have a lock? Because I can't just replace things. You know why I have sweat stains on my bra? Because I only have one.
Plus your gym one.
You know what, Danny? I hope your secret lover shows you what it's like to live like a... like... what did you call it? A minimalist? I hope he shows you what life is really like. I hope he gives you loads of orgasms, and I hope you get pregnant. And then I hope you have a baby, and you can't handle it, and you run away, and don't tell your kid where you went. There, Danny. I said what I was thinking.
Got it.
Wait. Danny. Come back. What? Aren't you gonna say anything? Say something! Danny! Danny!
Here Lies Me is a Lemonada Media original in collaboration with The Longest Shortest Time. Executive producers are Stephanie Whittles-Wax, Jessica Cordova-Kramer, and me, Hillary Frank. I also wrote and directed the show. Hannah Boomershine is our producer. Peter Clowney is our story editor. Ivan Kureyev is our audio engineer. Music by Casey Holford, with drums and wild guitar playing by Sasha Menhivar. Our artwork, which changes every week, is by Lindsay Stripling. Special thanks to Val Badurtha, Jorge Olivares, Jonathan Menjivar, and L. Rinaldi. The voices you heard today are
Ollie Grishaber,
Grant Eason,
Rafael Pina,
Rebecca Lemke,
Emma Osier,
Julian Catome,
Anna Grace Hethcox,
Matt Hune,
Candice Demeza,
and
Stephanie Whittles Wax,
with special guest
June Diane Raphael.
Plainview Press comments by Chrissy Peace, Stephanie Whittles Wax, Katie Eva, Rory Leach, and Hannah Boomershine, with hubbub by Savannah Coyne, Chloe Vung, and Anna Marie Tobin. For fun facts about our cast, plus resources on harassment and bullying, go to HereLiesMe.com. Next time on Here Lies Me.
Hail and darkness and lice. The smiting. It's happening.
Hang on, that sounds an awful lot like the 10 plagues. Is little God actually capable of punishing Noah with the 10 freaking plagues? Tune in next time to find out. Make sure you're subscribed to Here Lies Me in your podcast app. And while you're there, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. We are a brand new show, and we're hoping to raise awareness and get people talking about some of the tough stuff that goes on in middle school. Ratings and reviews help us to rise in the charts, which means more people can find the show. It's a quick and easy thing for you to do, and it helps us a lot. So thank you in advance. Follow us at Lemonada Media across all social media, and follow me on Instagram at This Is Hillary Frank.
Check, check, 1, 2. What, is this thing on? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Noah, sing with me. Noah.
No.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people. And we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last Day is a show about the moments that change us.
I just don't think I will ever get used to this.
I'm Stephanie Whittles Wax, and I have had one of these moments. We all have. So let's unpack the chaos that is our human existence together.
I don't believe things happen for a reason. I don't believe the universe has a plan.
Each week, I sit down with a new guest to explore happy, sad stories of transformation.
It's leaning far, far into the pain. That's what it is.
Listen to Last Day wherever you get your podcasts.